Hi, this is Randy, and you're listening to The Beauty Brain Show, episode 99. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program. I'm Randy Schuler, and I'm here to welcome you to the final episode before our giant-sized 100th episode extravaganza. So to get ready for next week's big show, Perry and I are taking the day off. So today, I'm going to play you another one of our lost episodes. So this is one of the five original Beauty Brains podcasts that were first aired back in 2010, and then they were lost when our server crashed. We've recently restored those files, so today I'm sharing with you the second ever Beauty Brains show. Today, you'll hear the mysterious cerebellum and left brain discussing Brazilian hair straightening, what makes some hair care products so expensive, and how to find a lip balm that truly moisturizes.
Welcome to the Beauty Brains podcast, the world's only beauty podcast produced by cosmetic scientists who answer your beauty product questions. I'm Cerebellum. I'm here with my friend, Left Brain. How you doing, Left Brain?
I'm good, Sarah. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm a little under the weather.
So. You are?
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Do you have a cold?
Yeah, it seems like I have a cold.
Your voice sounds a little lower.
Yeah, a little lower, a little quieter, so
yeah, well,
hopefully.
You are a trooper for coming out today for the show.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. Hey, you know, I was wondering what Right Brain's up to.
Oh, Right Brain. Well, we never see an appearance by Right Brain, do we?
No, Right Brain's a bit of a slacker. Right Brain's always so busy.
Right Brain is pretty busy. But hopefully Right Brain will be able to help finish up that ebook that we got coming out soon.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So it's the ebook on telling people how to save money on their beauty product purchases.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, it should be out next week.
Yeah.
So what do we got on the show today, Sarah?
Well, first we have some questions that we're going to answer from our, what do you call them?
You mean the readers of the Beauty Brains blog?
Yeah, the readers.
Or maybe some of the listeners to the Beauty Brains podcast?
Yes, listeners, readers, questions. Also, you know, we have a little news update regarding Brazilian hair straightening. I know many ladies are interested in this topic, as am I, because I am a wavy hair girl, so I'm always interested in new ways to straighten my hair. So.
And even people who aren't Brazilian.
Yeah, I know. Brazilian is not required to participate in Brazilian hair straightening. And of course, we have a fun little Beauty Brains quiz.
We do have the quiz.
So why don't we get started?
All right. You know, at some point, we should put like transition music here to spruce it up a bit, but. What do you think of the new introduction song?
Oh, I like it. It's snappy.
A little funky. For
yeah, it's a little funky, but I think it's fun. You know,
sure.
Snap your fingers, clap your hands.
All right, we ready for the questions?
We are ready for the questions. This question is from, Lauren. Lauren asks, I've been wanting to try Kérastase hair products for quite some time now, but they are so overpriced. What about these products make it so much more expensive than most others? Are there any cheaper shampoos, conditioner, and masks that perform similarly, but for a cheaper price?
Ah, Kérastase.
Is that how you say it? Kérastase?
I don't know. You say Kérastase?
Kérastase? Kérastase? Kérastase?
I wonder if somebody from Kérastase can... Kérastase? I wonder if somebody from that company can tell us how you say it.
Right, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm sure that our listeners and readers are familiar with this brand. It's a luxury brand, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, at $50 for a hair mask, it certainly is.
Oof, that is steep.
So this is what we were looking at, this Kérastase Nutritive Olay Relax Smoothing Hair Mask.
Mmm, sounds fancy.
Now, a 5-ounce jar of this stuff sells for $50.
Wow.
It is quite amazing, especially when you look at the ingredients. Of course, water, since this is a conditioner, it contains water. But then you have an ingredient like behene trimonium chloride and then C-tyryl alcohol, glycerin, etc. Pretty much stuff that you find in other hair conditioners.
Right.
I mean, the hair conditioners you can go to Target and get.
Right. I mean, it is interesting to note that this brand is actually owned by a parent company that you may be familiar with called L'Oreal. Have you heard of them?
L'Oreal, I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're pretty big, right?
They are big. The big French company.
Yes, big French company. They make nice stuff, but Kérastase is really just
a brand under L'Oreal.
Right. It's just another one of their brands. And if you look at the ingredients and let's say the L'Oreal Vive conditioner, the ingredients are pretty similar, wouldn't you say there, Left Brain?
Yeah, well, you know, I went through the trouble of looking up one of these L'Oreal Vive products. So if you look up the L'Oreal Vive Pro Smoothing Intense Conditioning Treatment, it's a completely different name. It's not a hair mask, but it's conditioning treatment. And then you look at the ingredients. Now, this 6, almost 7 ounce tube cost $4.99.
It's a little less than $50.
It is, but how about the comparison ingredients? So the first one, just like the Kérastase, is water. The next one is C-tyryl alcohol, which was the third ingredient in the Kérastase. But then the third ingredient is behene trimonium chloride. So the first five ingredients are exactly the same.
Yes. So that is a bit interesting.
So what do you think is going on there, Sarah?
Well, pretty much, I mean, from a chemical perspective, they're virtually the same. It's really, you know, about the brand and the image that Kérastase is trying to convey. That's what you're paying for. Not saying it's a bad product, but is it worth $50? Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you want the bottle to be in your shower, so when people come to your house for a party and they look into your shower and they see Kérastase.
Wait, you do that?
No, I don't do that. I mean, people.
Oh, I do, but.
So you judge people on the bottle?
Oh, no, I don't judge them. I'm just curious to see what people are using.
Sure, yeah. I wonder how many of our Beauty Brains listeners go through people's bathrooms and look what brands they have.
I'm sure a few of them out there do that.
It is. It is always curious to know. But I think the bottom line on this is that you could get the L'Oreal product. Now, L'Oreal uses the same chemicals from the same sources, so there's really nothing between this Kérastase hair mask and this smoothing intensive conditioning treatment that I would expect to treat your hair any different at all.
Right.
Like, you shouldn't be able to tell a difference except maybe from the fragrance.
Right, and the package. Now, to be fair, we haven't evaluated all Kérastase formulas and all L'Oreal formulas, so not all of them could be necessarily identical, but I'd throw a quick word of caution that spending that much money on a shampoo or conditioner is probably not worth your money.
Yeah, unless you want to buy the brand, but if you really just want the bottle so it shows off that you spend on Kérastase, you could just buy one bottle of it and then just keep refilling it with your L'Oreal one.
Wow, clever Left Brain, very clever. Yes. So, well, that was a good question from Lauren, and I think a question that a lot of women have regarding the high-priced hair care products.
Thanks, Lauren. So, do we have another question?
We do have another question. This question is from DVG. And DVG declares, "My lips have been chapped and dry, which causes me to do the worst things for them. I unconsciously bite at them when they are chapped. I have tried several lip balms, and it is possible that they can cause my lips to dry out more than moisturize them. I've tried these, Nivea Moisture and Burt's Bees Balm in a tin. Both are drying. Can you help me find one that is truly moisturizing? Thank you."
Well, I have to say, I am a big fan of lip balm, especially in these Chicago winters.
Yes, as we are approaching winter in Chicago, though you wouldn't know it by the 70-degree temps we're having here in November. But it is that season where dry lips are a common problem for all men and women, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. You know, women use lipstick a lot, so they don't have to worry about it as much.
True.
I guess lip gloss, right?
Well, as you may know, Left Brain, I am a big fan of lip gloss. I use a lot of lip gloss.
You are a lip gloss fan. I personally love, from lip balm, I personally love the Carmex lip balm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Really? It's fun?
Fun and tasty.
Oh, no. You know, you're not supposed to just eat it.
That's
just
right.
Just on your lips.
But let's get to the question.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So first, there's two parts of this question, it looks like. Part one was that the lip balm she's trying has been drying out her lips. And so she wants to know is what is going on there.
Right.
Well, I looked at the ingredients of this Nivea moisture lip balm that she said. It's based on a microcrystalline wax, And it has a variety of other ingredients there, but nothing I could tell was obvious okay. that caused it. But they do have in there some natural oils. They have the castor seed oil. And then, of course, they have fragrance in there. So it's quite possible that either something in that oil or some oil in the fragrance is causing a problem for mm-hmm. her. Then the other one in that Burt's Bees one that she mentions, it has coconut oil and beeswax. And then I looked along and there's one that's interesting, which is the peppermint oil.
Yes.
And peppermint oil is pretty frequently a drying ingredient for a lot of people.
Right. And it's considered an irritant, really.
Yeah, it's also an irritant. Yeah. So that could be an explanation for what's going on with those particular lip balms and why they haven't worked for her.
Okay.
The other thing that I noticed, those are both based on beeswax, which is a fine ingredient, but it's not the best ingredient for moisturizing.
Oh.
There are some other ingredients which have sometimes gotten a bad rap, but they actually work really well. So you could go with a petrolatum-based lip balm.
Okay.
And the classic one like that, I mean, the most simple one is just Vaseline, you know? Vaseline
right.
has
good old Vaseline.
Good old Vaseline. It's been around for 100 years, and there's a reason, because the stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to try something other than a beeswax, you might go with a Vaseline lip therapy or something like that. And then, you know, I like to use my good friend Carmex,
right.
which is based on petrolatum, and it has also lanolin. Now, you remember lanolin is an ingredient that comes from wool grease.
Oh.
Yeah. In fact, lanolin was discovered when shepherds had these really soft hands.
Oh.
So, and the reason was that they were touching the oil that's produced by sheep. Of course, if you think about it, lanolin is like the sebum that we produce in our own hair.
Mm.
So would you want to put your fingers through my hair if it's going to improve your moisturizing of your hands?
I don't know. It seems a little gross, but anyway.
So those are some, DVG, those are some options for you. And hopefully by trying some of those different lip balms, you'll be able to find one that really is moisturizing for you and won't dry out your lips.
All right. Excellent. Thanks, Left Brain. And we learned a little bit about the history of lanolin. Who knew?
We did.
So moving on to some beauty news and the Brazilian hair straightening. So there looks like there's a little bit of a uproar in the Brazilian hair straightening world, huh?
Well, you know, there is a big uproar.
What's going on?
The makers of the main product in here is called the Brazilian Blowout Solution.
Mm-hmm.
It's produced by Cadivo. And they were just recently hit with a lawsuit which claimed that they are, it's a class action lawsuit which claims that they are saying that they're formaldehyde free when in fact they have a high level of formaldehyde based on the testing of this group. Now, the problem with that is, of course, if you say something is true, say formaldehyde free, and mm-hmm. then somebody finds formaldehyde in there, it's kind of like not telling the truth, right?
Right, right. It seems a bit of a problem.
Well, before we get into the particular lawsuit, we should talk about the Brazilian hair straightening. How does this work?
Yes.
Well, the way that this works is nobody knows exactly what's happening, but this is most likely what's going on. When you get your hair treated with the Brazilian straightening system, essentially what they do is straighten your hair with a flat iron,
mm-hmm.
blow dryer, flat iron. So, but they put this treatment on your hair, and the treatment has protein in it, a keratin protein, and then it also has formaldehyde, which they don't like to say, but and maybe it doesn't have the ingredient formaldehyde is not in there, but what you put in there is an ingredient that will produce the formaldehyde molecule when it's in there. And it's the formaldehyde molecule that can react with the protein in the hair. And so what you're doing is you're creating bonds in the hair, so when your hair is straightened out, those extra bonds will hold the hair in that spot.
Hmm.
You see, when you get your hair wet, you know how when you get your hair wet, it goes straight?
Right.
Right, because it's got the water in it, right. Straight. Well, what's happening there is you're breaking what's called hydrogen bonds. So that holds the hair straight, those hydrogen bonds. And as the water goes away, as the water evaporates, those hydrogen bonds sort of get rearranged, and your hair then can return to its naturally curly or wavy state. But when you put this protein and formaldehyde mixture on your hair and you seal it in, you force a chemical reaction between the treatment and the hair, and that creates these extra bonds, which makes it harder for your hair to go back to the curly phase or the wavy phase as it gets drier.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's actually a less damaging way to straighten your hair than, say, something like a relaxer or the Japanese straightening system.
Now, what does the Japanese straightening system do?
The Japanese straightening system is based on thioglycolate technology, you know, like perm technology.
Right. Yes.
So in that case, what happens is the bonds in the hair actually are chemically broken down.
Oh, okay.
And so that way the hair is much weaker. But the Japanese and actual relaxing, those are more permanent. This mm-hmm. Brazilian one is not really a permanent thing. And your hair will eventually revert back. That's why they tell you to not wash your hair as much.
Okay.
They also tell you not to use sulfate shampoos, but that's nonsense. Any shampoo you use is going to start to reduce the effect.
Okay.
Sulfates are just the most popular ones, and perhaps, you know, they want you to buy something that is maybe a salon brand that isn't sulfate based and probably more expensive.
Right. Yes. I know that a lot of my friends are doing this, and it is a pretty expensive process.
How are the results that your friends are having?
Well, I would say overall pretty good. You know, definitely the first couple of weeks, there's no need to straighten your hair. You know, the hair stays straight. But it is pretty damaging, I think. People have been, you know, I do hear some complaints of, you know, some damage, which isn't that surprising. It is a damaging process. But overall,
right, just the flat iron is going to damage your hair.
Right. But overall, the feedback I received is pretty positive. But I know there is concern about this formaldehyde as being a dangerous chemical.
Well, the thing about the formaldehyde, I think for the person getting their hair done, it's not really a problem because you're not going to be inhaling much formaldehyde. Once it's put on your hair and it reacts, there's no formaldehyde left on your hair.
Right.
Now, formaldehyde is a gas, so technically if it's in a solution, it's not formaldehyde. It's called methylene glycol, which is different than formaldehyde, but as it evaporates, when the solution hits the heat of the flat iron, that's going to produce some formaldehyde. And of course it's going to go up into the air. So as long as you have good ventilation, it's not going to be a problem, and certainly not for the person getting it done. The concern I would have is for the people doing the service, like the stylist, mm-hmm. because if they do a bunch of these in a day, they could probably inhale a pretty good slug of formaldehyde.
Okay, so the repeated exposure starts to become a problem.
Right, and they probably should, you know, use gas masks when they're doing this.
Wow.
But you can imagine that the consumer might not want to get it done.
Yes, it could be a little bit alarming.
Can you imagine your stylist wearing a gas mask while she's putting this on?
No, that would be a little alarming to me. So.
Although I bet they could make a stylish gas mask. Like a stylish.
Probably.
That should
make
be the next pink. The next Project Runway thing. Give someone, make a stylish looking gas mask. Oh, you know what they should do? Make a stylish looking lab coat.
Yeah.
These lab coats we get are just...
I know, they're pretty generic. People.
They are. So you could really deck out a nice lab coat.
Maybe let's write a letter to Tim and Heidi and see what they have to say.
I think, or maybe we should just have a Beauty Brains Project Runway.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can put our creations on the website and our readers can vote what they like best.
Or listeners.
Or listeners, of course. Right. Sorry, listeners.
That's it.
Don't want to discount you.
Just call it the Beauty Brains community.
Yes. All right. Sounds good.
So are you going to get this Brazilian blowout?
You know, I have been considering it. My stylist definitely thinks it would be something I should consider doing. But, of course, that doesn't surprise me since it's a nice expensive treatment. I am a little concerned about the damage. My hair is a little bit dry and damaged to begin with, and I do color my hair as well. So we'll see. We'll see, Left Brain. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be getting it done. Although it does occur to me that I probably need to get a haircut.
I was going to say I thought you needed a haircut, but I know how you get about it.
Yeah, I don't like getting my haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, strange. I have all these products I have to test on my hair.
I'm not saying you should get all your hair cut off, just it's a little bit shaggy looking.
Haircuts are so troubling.
You can be so dramatic sometimes. So any more, anything else you'd like to say about this lawsuit?
Well, so the Brazilian blowout thing, we'll see what happens. There is another piece to this where the test used to measure the formaldehyde has come into question by some scientists, because what they do is they measure this methylene glycol and this formaldehyde all as the same thing, and we know chemically they're not. So,
okay.
So the jury is still out on this,
okay.
Literally.
All right, well, certainly an interesting piece of information.
Is it time for the quiz here?
I think it is time for the quiz. I mean, you stumped me last week, so.
Should do a little transition music, huh? Should I play the ukulele?
Oh, boy.
No, I think we need something nice and recorded. But, okay, here's the quiz.
Alrighty.
Alright.
Alright, viewers, listeners, community.
Alright, same deal. I'm going to give you, actually, this is a little different. This time I've discovered four different beauty gadgets.
Okay.
And I'm going to explain the beauty gadget, and you have to tell which one is the one that I completely made up. So three of these are on sale, and you can get them on the internet.
Okay.
And then one of them you can't, or at least I never found any because I completely made it up.
Okay.
All right. So, number one. This is a wand that shoots oxygen into your skin to smooth and tone it.
Okay.
Number two, a handheld laser that makes your hair grow.
Okay.
Number three, an electronic headband that relaxes muscles to remove wrinkles. And number four, a ceramic unipolar magnet that controls acne.
Well, given the wacky gadgets out there, it's plausible that all of them could be true. But I'm going to say number one was made up.
The wand that shoots oxygen into your skin?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's take a look at the ones that you didn't guess. So you believe that the handheld laser that makes your hair grow is true?
Yes.
And in fact, that is true. There's a product called Laser Comb, which has been approved as a hair restorer by the FDA.
Really?
Yeah, and I think it runs for something like $500.
Ooh, steep.
Now, the thing is, just because it's been approved by the FDA, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to make your hair grow back. I mean, if it was $500 and it really made your hair grow back, that would be amazing.
Everyone would have
right,
one, right?
If you saw them. So that makes you a little skeptical. Why doesn't everyone have one?
Right.
Well, because the thing is, to get approved by the FDA as a medical device, you just have to prove that you're safe. And it is safe. The data proving that it makes the hair grow is, there's a lot less data to prove that.
Yes. Why am I not surprised?
All right. So that one's true. The electronic headband that relaxes muscles to remove wrinkles, that one is also true. There's a product from
I wish our community could see the photo of this girl wearing this headband around her forehead. And she's probably about 19, so she doesn't have any wrinkles. But yes. Anyway.
Well, this product by Safetox only runs a mere $488.
Oh.
And what they claim it does is it effectively trains the muscles on your face to relax, and as it relaxes, that makes it so you don't get wrinkles and the collagen won't break down and the elastin isn't going to deplete.
Well, that sounds ridiculous, but
yes, well, I'm not saying it works. I'm just saying this is for sale.
Now, couldn't I just maybe get a scalp massage every day and a face massage and get the same effects for free?
You could probably get the same effects, which would probably be
nothing
noticeable. So, yes.
All right. I think we're on to something.
Maybe you could get Right Brain to massage your face
every
day.
Oh, please.
All right. You also believed that the number four, the ceramic unipolar magnet, which controlled acne, was true. And actually, that was the one I made up. That was the fake one.
Really?
Yeah. I know you've seen magnets are claimed to control everything or cure everything, but I couldn't find anything that said a magnet could cure your acne, so this is the fake one. Which means the first one you thought was the wand that shoots oxygen into your skin to smooth, tone, and stimulate is actually true. This is a product called DermaWand.
Okay.
And it's said to imitate hundreds of tiny fingers patting the surface of your skin.
That sounds unpleasant, really.
And then it simultaneously emits purified and rich oxygen right into your skin's surface.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds good, right?
Not really. I mean...
Well, to a scientist, maybe not, because, you know, oxygen is sort of the free radical generator, right? And we know free radicals will break down your collagen and elastin and have a bad effect on your skin. So, I mean, if you think about it, this could actually have the opposite effect of what they're claiming.
Well, and I just don't know if I'd want hundreds of tiny fingers on my face. Sounds right. A little creepy.
Right. But you can try this one out, and if you go to the DermaWand website, they have a great little demonstration of it.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
It's very convincing, although it's probably not going to work.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. You know, you use antioxidants, right?
Right.
The oxidant that refers to oxygen.
Yes.
I don't exactly get shooting oxygen into your face, but
okay,
it must have made a compelling story in some market research thing.
Right. So it looks like I am 0 for 2 so far on your quizzes, left brain.
2.
Thanks a lot.
Well, you know, as long as you're doing better than 25%, you're doing good, right? So really, before you can make any judgment on your own skills, you have to have at least 4.
All right. Well, now if I don't get at least one right in the next two weeks, I'm going to not feel so smart. I'm going to have to get replaced by right brain, I guess. So I think that pretty much wraps up our material for today. What do you think, left brain? Anything else that you have to add?
Yeah, no, that was fun. I now I have time. I can go out and go running for my 722nd day in a row.
Are you trying to promote your running streak on this blog? I don't know.
No, I'm not trying to promote my running while juggling streak. No, I'm not trying to do that.
He is such so off sometimes. It's so embarrassing.
No, all I'm saying is that now I can go running.
Yes.
You know, because exercise is important for your beauty, too.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, since I've been running, my skin looks fabulous.
It does. He has such a glow about him. I mean, it's unbelievable.
So. Yes.
No, we joke, but exercise is great for your skin. So.
Yeah. And I also think it's important for us to share a little bit about ourselves for the Beauty Brains community. We've been behind these scenes of anonymity.
Anonymity?
Yes.
Wow.
We've been anonymous for so many years. People want to know us.
Yeah, that's
maybe.
True.
Or maybe I'm just a big show off.
Well, either way, we want to thank the Beauty Brains community for tuning in today. And as always, feel free to submit questions to the podcast or to the website, and we will try to get to them as soon as we can.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or Facebook.
Absolutely.
And of course, visit the Beauty Brains blog.
Yes. Well, that wraps up our show for today. Thanks again for tuning in. And this is Left Brain and Sarah Bellum reminding you that beauty doesn't have to be brainless.